May only the truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. Amen. Adam and Eve in the garden, Jesus and the devil in the wilderness. We know these stories so well that we sometimes wonder if there's anything new. Our annual vestry can be like that too. We begin in this sacred place, worship God, then we move into another sacred space, filled with hope and challenge as we discern what God has in store for us. And while we have think we have seen and heard it all, so often we are surprised in worship and in vestry. There is always something new. Our ears are opened and we hear a truth spoken or a blessing revealed that we never thought and could never have expected. And it changes the way we think about God and about one another. Or our eyes are opened and we see a new vision of who we are and what God is calling us to be. And we begin to see everything in a different light. So it's not just the same old story this Lent or this vestry. Because the Genesis narrative, the gospel drama that we just heard, and the vestry meeting that we will encounter today all share something. They are about identity. Who God is, who we are, and what we are called to be. And these identity issues all get worked out, oddly enough, through temptation. Temptation is all over the map in the readings and in our vestry today. What is temptation? It's complicated. Of course it is. It's like anything that really matters in our lives. So let's begin with what temptation is not. Temptation is not our struggle to avoid guilty pleasures, like whether you're going to have another beer or a handful of Skittles when you're at the club, or whether you can strengthen your resolve to give up chocolate or broccoli for Lent. As important as all those things are, they're not at the heart of temptation. No, temptation is testing. It's the time in our lives when God or someone else asks us, "Can I trust you? Can I trust you?" And we discover in that moment, through our actions, whether we are worthy or wanting in that trust, whether we keep the covenant or break the promises we make. I believe that that's why we now say different words in the Lord's Prayer, to deepen our understanding of what temptation means. Those of you who have been around the church for a century or so will know this, that instead of saying, "Lead us not into temptation," we now say or sing, "Save us from the time of trial." In other words, we are saying, praying to God, that we might remain faithful when our resolve is put to the test. And on this first Sunday in Lent, we have two different responses to temptation. In Genesis, Adam and Eve's resolve weakens through the seeds of dissension sowed by the serpent. Why? Not because they were weak or because they were beguiled by the serpent. They yield to temptation. They failed the test because they were not content merely being created in the image of God. They wanted to be like God themselves. So often, every failure in my life, every failure to trust, has been a failure of gratitude, plain and simple. Not being able to see the beauty of who we are or the splendor of what we have been given, and to know that they are enough. That's who we are in this passage from Genesis. That is our identity. Children created in the image of God who struggle every day just to live lives of gratitude. And who is God in this passage? Well, the passage ends, of course, before we get to that. Isn't that always the way? But you know how the story ends. God is the one who shows endless mercy, even when we fall or fail again and again. Even when we violate trust, God mends what is broken in our relationship with her and always brings us to a different place, a place of new life. Genesis is just the beginning. God's mercy remains steadfast to the end. You'll discover that on this journey through Lent. As you delve more deeply into Scripture, you will discover that it is the story of God's unshakable resolve to heal what is broken in the world and in our lives and transform it into something new beyond our imagining. That's who God is in the story. And in Jesus, we see the way to face temptation, to endure the time of trial. We always begin with this story as we enter into the wilderness of Lent. And Jesus faces all the temptations that we do in this story, in the fullness of his humanity. The first temptation is all about gratification. Immediately feeding our wants and needs at the expense of others. And Jesus remains faithful, won't even turn stones into bread. Or rather, he remains grateful, even in the midst of his deep hunger. He has enough. The third temptation is the same that we faced in the garden. It's about identity. Who is God and who are we? Who is in control and who ought to be? Let's face it. Most of our lives, especially these last few years, are the deep experience of living out of control. And that is why we struggle to be like God. Jesus doesn't, even though he is. And I saved the second temptation for last because it goes right to the heart of temptation and to the heart of this gospel and to the heart of this vestry that we will experience together. That temptation is this: do we trust that God will remain faithful? And will we, when put to the test, remain faithful as well? Or will we take the easy way out? How many times do we wish that we could just push through the difficulties in life or take the shortcut when we know that the path to new life must descend into the darkness of Good Friday before the Easter fire is kindled and we see the first light of resurrection? Those are the stories. And so we come to this vestry. Another story in our common life that we live again and again. Like Lent, it's another journey that we begin going to the place where we can more deeply discern who God is, who we are, and what we are called to be. Like today's readings, Vestry is all about trust. Do we trust that God is working in us and through us, calling us to a deeper sense of faithfulness and commitment? Do we trust in our own sense of identity? That is, that the story of Redeemer really is one of resurrection, and that we are continually being brought through experiences of death into new life. And today, I'm asking us to trust God and to trust one another. We have changed the way we worship in an attempt to discern where God is calling us. I had hoped that at this vestry, we would come to a decision about the way forward. But I'm just not ready. I'm still listening to your stories and sifting through the data of that survey. You guys respond a lot. So I'm asking you to be patient until we can have a discussion at our next Staying Connected at the end of March. Okay? We are also passing a challenging budget. We realized last year that we were not living sustainably and that we need to change if we are to continue to thrive. We have a challenge to meet our revenue goals for the common table. It's something that we cannot and should not do alone. Yes, the common table is a ministry that is ours, and it is at the heart of everything we do in this community. But we cannot and should not do it alone. It needs to be supported by the community around us as well. They need to see that it's at the heart of all of our common life. So we need to trust them and in our ability to help them see that. I want to end on gratitude. Where else? I am so grateful for all of you to be a member of a church like this. We all have so much to give thanks for in this place. At the newcomers event a few weeks ago, I heard some things. Actually, I hear it all the time. People who come here tell me what I already know, that there is joy here, that we genuinely care about one another, and for those whom the world cares less for in our community, that our faith shines through in all that we do. So as we go forth from worshiping God and into the wilderness of vestry, I'm asking you this. Do not be led into temptation, and do not be afraid. God has blessed us with an abundance of talent and treasure that most churches can only dream of. You know that. That blessing comes with a responsibility to ourselves and to the community around us. So the question for our pilgrimage through Lent and through this vestry is, how will we respond to that blessing in gratitude for all that we have been given?